Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Needs to win a title more. They both need one. Is it LeBron James or Dirk Nowitzki who most needs this championship?
This is an absurd question.
It's not absurd, Skip.
It's Dirk times 10.
Dallas. want to shake these other teams up. Yeah. It's our time, you can hang your silly dreams up. In our house, you get triple D'd up.
Put your D's up.
Give us our ring. We know we gotta take it, so go ahead and bring the heat. Swept the Lakers, then we took out OKC. Gave Miami game one just to keep it interesting, yeah. You're talking clutch, watch Nowitzki turn it on. Jason Kidd wet, 3 points long. That boy Chandler sent your field goal home. And Jason Terry just be all in his zone. Don't get it twisted, though. We be on them boards, too. Starting five real, but the bench will outscore you. And I'm sick of all this talk about LeBron. Let's talk about what happens when he finally meets Kawhi.
If you don't know by now, I am Beth, Be True,
I have, I guess I'm like a female Diddy because I have different names also. So, but this is Beth. Beth is short from Bethany. But Beth, Be True, just what's up to you all. Wow, those songs are really hype songs. Even if you don't even care about sports, care about the NBA, care about the finals, that those songs just get you going. Yay. So, wow, this should be a fun show. To me, I have not yet experienced a show that was not fun. So, I'm not superstitious, but I hope I don't have to knock on wood. But welcome. Thank you for spending a little important quality time with me, with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. The guest listener call-in number is 1-714-409-0614, if you don't know that by now. And today, you know, Saturday's the weekend edition. It's pretty much just, you all feel free to call and plug your projects, your music, your books, your plays, or just your business and things that you, services that you provide. And weekend edition is like a recap or preview of what's to come or review of different things. Like I was talking last week, let's review books, you know, music, so on. Today, like, I'm keeping my word, so I'm so before we get into really talking about sports and the NBA and NHL, honestly, I went to sleep last night. I was so sleepy. I wanted to watch that NHL game, but I did not watch it, and I do not know who's the NHL champ. So, I literally miss everything. I mean, I miss Kris Jenner. I miss Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner on Jay Leno. Oh my God, I would have made myself wake up because I love Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner. I mean, when I was a little girl, I mean, Bruce Jenner was one of my favorite athletes, and then I've always been fascinated with the Kardashians. I mean, Robert Kardashian, because also when I was a little girl, I was a big fan of O.J. Simpson. Not just the Cowboys. I mean, my sports athletes that I was really crazy about when I was a little girl. I mean, and honestly, my mom can tell you this. I was a big fan of Bruce Jenner. I was a big fan of O.J. Simpson. And the list goes on and on of, and, you know, Dallas Cowboys, Saints, and so on. But the list goes on and on. But if top five, top ten athletes, definitely. So, I mean, I know they're promoting the premiere of the Kardashians, Keeping Up the Kardashians. So I'm looking forward to that. I love the trailer and the commercial where Miss Kris getting down, telling it like it is, I see. But I didn't even plan to talk about that, but I was just talking about that I missed the NHL. I don't know who was crowned the champ or whatsoever because I was so tired, so sleepy. So I took my behind to bed, and I feel so good and I feel so refreshed. Proper rest is so important. If you sleep or not, it's important for you to get your proper rest. Proper exercise, eat certain foods in moderation, and so on. And I see where Smooth Vega in Fort Worth, I see a tweet where he said, I shouldn't have eaten fast food late last night. And I can vibe with him on that. For some reason, I was born at 1 a.m., and so I can feel good in the middle of the night. But that's my thing. I'm a late-night eater. And so I found out, wait a second, every once in a while it's good to eat, like, fast food and heavy meals late at night, but not all the time. So when I read his tweet, I was just tickled because a lot of us can relate to that tweet. So a shout out to he and his wife, Angie, and their kids out in Fort Worth, Texas. Shout out, to all my listeners and all people that just, you know, working hard, being proactive and doing what they do. Now Roughnet was on the line. He, matter of fact, he called in to the show before I'd early. But I wanted to talk to him on the phone before we began the show so we could go through some things. And he was on my switchboard, and so I called him to run through what we'll be talking about today. And he's not on the line right now, so I guess he'll call back before the end of the show so we can talk about certain things. But I'm keeping my word, like I told you last Saturday. I hope you all visited Uncaged dirktimesentertainment.com so you can go along with the review. And I don't know if you're going to agree, your review will agree with my review. Uncage Entertainment is a company owned by my neighbors. And I'm very glad to get local music because anybody who knows me know I definitely support independent artists. I'm an independent artist, independent entrepreneurs and the professionals. And we definitely have good music down here in the Dirty South. I mean, hot music. And I get fantastic music from artists from all over the world, all over the country. And I thank you and I love you all so much, because it's important for us to effectively network and promote each other and put each other on to people that we think would be supportive. And to whom you think would be your target market, you fulfill your target market's needs, but a lot of times people that you least expect are vibing your music, are vibing your fashions, are vibing your art, are vibing your work, especially if you're in a niche market. You know, you're dealing with niche clientele. Niche clientele is like, you know, you're in a certain market, but it's for a particular, it's to suit a certain need. So, you know, it's important for us to do what we do. But the CD that I'm reviewing today, and I must say, hopefully we'll have I know we'll have them on the show, and definitely the show will have to be rated, you know, a mature show or rated explicit show, because of the content of some music. And this album is an album that requires parental consent, and it is definitely a fantastic album. I'm telling you right now, that's my review. I love to say what's up. Sebo, DJ Finesse, Collabo, My Life, the Core DJs, Down South DJs, WG Records, Uncage Entertainment, they definitely grind hard on this project. This project from, you know how some CDs, some albums, are like, have their moments. You know, and some albums just flow hard from beginning to end. Okay? My Life is the latter. It is the CD that you can listen to that has a strong flow from beginning to end. You want to know how was I rating this CD, which I provide a lot of feedback to a lot of artists. I mean, I get music from different genres on a consistent basis. Artists asking me to provide feedback. And I do give my honest opinion, and I let artists know what are my favorites, you know, honestly, and which ones. So, you know, I try not to talk about the ones which are my least favorite, but if I tell you which are my favorites, you know which ones are my least favorites. But just because a song is a least favorite does not mean it's not a hidden, not a jam. You know, it's just that I have my favorites. But this CD is a flow from beginning to end. I love the intro. The intro is the call. And it's Sebo's calling DJ Finesse. And it is fantastic. I mean, honestly, you all need to go ahead and visit uncageentertainment.com. And if you all aren't following DJ Finesse, yeah, there's another DJ Finesse in Northeast, and I've enjoyed networking with him. But DJ Finesse is Jackson Bass, is DJ Finesse 601. He's on Facebook and he's on YouTube also. So he's hosting the CD, and of course, and it's just fantastic. I mean, if you have a weak stomach though, when it comes to hardcore, real street music, you know, I'm not saying don't listen. Do listen, because it's important to expose yourself to different genres and so on. See, I'm 42, and I love all forms. Hip hop is part of my lifestyle, part of my culture, part of my upbringing in a multicultural society. So I like different genres. I like the socially conscious hip hop, et cetera. Dance hip hop. This is hardcore, Dirty South, street music. So I'm just letting you all know, and that it's hardcore. It's real language, real street language in it, but it's real honest. The lyrics are real honest. It's very well produced. I mean, honestly. The intro is cool, swag freestyle. But how did I rate this? Well, as I listen to each song, if I like the song a lot or not, I gave it a check mark. I have my little check mark system, I guess. Like if you have a to-do list and you check things off. And I said, okay, I'm going to check mark songs that I like. Songs that really don't vibe me, I said, I'm just going to leave blank. Okay. 22 tracks on this CD. How many songs you think have a blank? Zero. Honestly, the song list is The Call, The Intro, Swag Freestyle, 36 O's, Make 'Em Mad, My Life. My Life is the title track. That's the, you know, title of the album. That song, the title track is hot. You know, title track better be hot. Problems. That's the song that's featuring Rob Gold and Benz. Now Rob Gold, Scott. I haven't been to FYE in a minute, but I hollered at Scott. But Scott at FYE. I guess he's still at FYE. But Scott is the manager of FYE in Northport Mall here in the Jackson Metropolitan area in Richland, Mississippi. Scott, he been turned me on to Rob Gold like 3 or 4 years ago when Rob Gold had a in store appearance there. And Scott was like, man, if you don't know about Rob Gold, Bethany, he said, you need to know about Rob Gold. So he schooled me on Rob Gold. Rob Gold, he really repping Jacktown. But that's a good album, right? Good song right there. I'm Sorry, Chunky Bankroll. You know, he's really like shouting out different hoods in Jackson, different neighborhoods and so on. Best Shot, Show Me Love, I'ma get mine as cool as I don't know what. Finesse Speaks, Sometimes it's very heartfelt. You know, you're like, wow, gangsters really got, you know, really can show some love, you know. So brothers, roughnecks, whatever, you know, sometimes it's very heartfelt, you know. Celebration. Well, to me, that's a feel-good song. It's like anthem type style song. Life I Live, that's a very cool song. The Damn Thing, featuring Player C and J.A., that's a cool collab. I Can't Help It, featuring Thorbridge, that was cool. Ready, that is a smooth jam. I mean, real sexy type R&B feel type track. I'm curious to know who are the female vocalists throughout this CD. So because the vocalist, the female vocalist within, just on this song Ready, is cool as I don't know what. That's the first thing you hear is the smooth R&B. And I'm just wondering who are the R&B vocalists that are singing throughout this CD, because they're cool, very talented. 20 is Got to Get It by Dr. Dre, Rock, and Mr. Discret, and that's good. C-Bold, it concludes with C-Bold Speaks and Keep It Moving. So you all don't hesitate to peep this out. So I want to go ahead and get this, my review out on My Life, because you all know how the show runs over time. And I know some of you all want to hear this review. And some of you that have visited their website and visited their YouTube channel to see some live performances, you know, I want to see if our review matches. because I, you know, but that's my review. That's my honest, sincere review. I'm not just saying it because, you know, a neighbor's record, a company. Because one thing that people know about me, I do give honest feedback and honest constructive criticism, and I like to receive honest constructive criticism. Just trashing somebody's stuff, though, you know, that's not me. But honestly, that's my honest review. So visit uncageentertainment.com, you know, and I definitely think that it would be a good investment if you like good music. And especially if you like good hardcore music. See, I grew up listening to not only Run DMC and LL Cool J, but I love me some hardcore gangster rap. And we've always, you know, around here, there's so much, you all just don't know, there's so much talent around here in the Deep South. I mean, just, oh, well, like the artists that you all do see in the mainstream, they're just a tip of the iceberg. There are just, you know, talented people everywhere. So I'm not going to say much more. So you all be sure to follow DJ Finesse. You can also follow Uncaged Entertainment. They're on Twitter, too. But I don't think I don't know if they tweet. They'll be tweeting soon consistently because I'm sure you all are going to be providing feedback to them. But holler at them at their website and so on. But we only have about 2 more minutes, and there's some things that I want to talk about. Why does 30 minutes go by fast? Really fast. And I do believe that on tomorrow during the sports, the weekend sports edition of Country Entertainment Reports, we'll be talking with Bryson Murphy of Real Music Group, who is behind the song Who They Want, Dallas Mavericks. It would be good if I can get D-Mac of the Let's Go Mavs hit also on the line. Also, be looking out for the time that the show will air. I'm debating to air the show pregame or postgame. I think I would schedule the show before game time. So I think it'd be more pre-show. Because I mean, maybe we, you know, do our part to hype the Mavs up. Okay, so we only have 1 minute, and I got to get Roughneck. He finally called back, but I have a neighborhood community service announcement too to announce in my neighborhood. It's time to pay up, you all, if you're members of the Norwood Homeowners Association, and especially if you, and then you need to join if you're not a member. Also, the dues are it's time for dues. Me included, you know, me included, my mom and I included. So due time. So mail your dues to Norwood Homeowners Association, P.O. Box 10074, Jackson, Mississippi 39286 -174, and the dues are $25. Okay. So different areas of the neighborhood have different leaders. So if you know what for, and if you're a business owner or you just love the community, you can still become a member also. You don't have to live in the neighborhood to be a member of the Norwood Homeowners Association, because that is part of taking care of our neighborhood and upkeeping the neighborhood and getting things that the neighborhood needs to maintain its appearance and to also work on keeping this neighborhood crime ridden also. I must put that in. But I got my new mark. Megalogs and also Megalog 7. So I want to let you all know about some hot things going on. But I'll tell you about a deal that we have, a $44 deal where you can get shades and skincare and a bag, which is $44. Visit my store and at mymarkstore.com/Anthony Williams. And remember, Anthony Mark Hankins will be on HSN tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow him. Visit hsn.com and follow them, HSN _ official. And we're not streaming anymore, but I'm going to holler at my friend Roughneck for a couple minutes until we end. So listen to the show in its entirety. Visit the my profile. Thank you very much. Roughneck.
What's up, girl?
What's up? We're not streaming, but we're on air. People can listen to the show on the profile and so on. So what's up with you?
Well,
what took you so long to call back? Was that you on the line? Did you call back and then your number didn't come up?
Yeah, it was. I was on, and then when I got hit up, and somehow I lost the call.
Oh, okay, because that's what I was saying to myself. Well, something must have happened. He must got on the phone with somebody or something. But you know how a few minutes be, but what you want to talk about? I can ask you about the game, but the way Dirk talked, we're going to close it out tomorrow.
Hey.
So Dirk said he's planning on being off next week. So that tells me it ends tomorrow. That was my prediction anyway. I think it was yours too.
Right. I said Mavs in six.
Yep, and I did too.
So I'm hoping Dirk makes good on my word. So we're gonna pull for them, and we're just going to pray we get that trophy back here in D-Town. About time D-Town. Start representing and start having championships back here. And we miss out on all that. You know, we missed out a whole decade.
And I always compare the Mavs to the Saints. Because when the Mavs win this trophy and win this ring and celebrate with confetti, that's like the Saints winning the Super Bowl. Same
that's
difference.
Exactly what it is.
Exactly. So they're getting ready to make sports history. They are making sports history. Winning that championship, like the Saints, who that nation? Mavs Nation is doing it.
Exactly, because if they flub this up, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions up in here. Part two of my murder spree will start up in here. Man, because it's getting like Ray on life. We get like Eddie Murphy. Oh, yeah, we're going to start a murder spree up in here. And I'm taking everybody's cornbread. So, yes, but I have a feeling that the Mavs, they're going to be focused. They're going to be on point. They're going to be ready to take this. They know.
It's not going to be like game one in Miami. It's going to be a different game than game one in Miami.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They know like I said, they know how to turn the defense on. Now, people want to ridicule and criticize LeBron for having a poor performance, but that's not poor performance. That's just good defense. It's a big difference.
I
mean, a lot of what the Mavs have done is mainly it started with Avery Johnson. So that's a lot of the defensive tactics that he taught a lot of those guys is still there, and it just rolled over, and Carlisle just, you know, came in and just reinforced it.
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't understand that the reason why the Mavs have been so successful this series, especially on the road, they play great zone defense. You know, they know how to
collapse. What do you have to
in.
Say about Coach Carlisle? Because I like his coaching style, and apparently it's working.
Yeah, obviously it's working. Look where they are. I mean, Carlisle just, like I say, he just picked up from where Avery left over and just reinforced the type of aggressive style of defense that Avery had instituted. So it was definitely a big nod for Donnie Nelson to bring him in. And it's paid great dividends, especially, you know, Dirk's game. This game has really come full circle now. So Dirk used to be pretty soft on defense, but he plays great defense. Yeah, you didn't realize how well it was until you saw some of the plays he made, especially in games two and four. They really knuckled down when they have to. So, hey, I'm really giddy right now. The city is like been simmering right now, but it's about to boil over. Everybody's
Cuban,
that they
Mr. Cuban
out
is here. Like, Mr. Cuban is like, oh my God.
I'm telling you, Sunday night, the city's gonna burst in blue like you'll never see before. that whistle blows down zeros and we're throwing that ball up, hey. Everybody's gonna be happy.
like I told you in private, you know, during our personal conversation. Wow, I mean, I would love it if we were at the game. You should go to the game. But I would love if we were at the game. No disrespect to Mrs. Cuban, but I mean, this is like a Dallas Mavs fan's dream. I would just plant a big kiss on Mr. Cuban's lips and give Coach Carlisle a big hug. Oh my God. That championship win, my God.
Well, win, lose, or draw, I will be over there with the Mavs dancers, so that wouldn't be no problem with me. So you know how that goes.
But you say you'll be kissing, hugging each and every one of the dancers?
Exactly.
And hugging the mascot and everything. Don't let us lose at the championship game, huh?
or the after party. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's going to be the after party, I think, is going to be till next season. Like you told me, you said, let's not talk about a repeat until we win the championship.
Right. I don't even want to talk about the championship to win the championship. I've been really, really, no, this is not going to happen to me again. You know, I'm not gonna get my hopes all jacked up like I did in 06 and then get the rug snatched out from under me. And I'm scratching my head wondering what the heck happened. So.
Oh my God. And see, that keeps me playing in Dirk's mind. And Dirk is, you and Dirk have the same mindset. Dirk, like, never, never, yes. Not again.
Never again. Exactly. That's, I feel like that. Like, if I go into my next marriage, it won't be like the first one.
if I say I do again, prayerfully, you know, the results will be different than my first two. But yeah, that's something. Yeah, so you can feel Dirk, huh?
Oh yeah,
you
were living
with Dirk like not again, not Dirk like not
right.
again.
He's honest about it too.
He's like that was the groundbreaking event in my life.
I mean, and I feel that same way that Jason Terry brought the attitude in there, especially when he put that tattoo. On his arm, he had to be thinking the same thing. We're going to do this. If we get there, we're not going to be denied this time. So I think that's the mindset a lot of the teammates have gotten. You know, Jason Kidd, I think that's his mindset.
They exemplify teamwork. I mean, if you like basketball, if you like the Mavs or not, you must admit that they exemplify teamwork.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, I have to give a big up to Brian Cardinal. I think he's going to wind up being MVP because the way he go in there and take those charging fouls, I mean, he really has a lot of guts and definitely – And if his charge really took out Dwayne Wade like it is, if it's over, we're going to have to probably give him his mention, give him an honorable mention.
But on Mike and Mike yesterday, Chris Broussard, he sat in for Greeny, and he's still going for the Miami. When asked why, he says because superstars win championships. To me, the hard work and consistency, that's how you become a superstar. To me, when you break records and have good seasons and win championships, that's how you become a superstar. You know?
He was like saying
the three superstars on Miami versus this entire hard working team.
Wow.
You know, Dirk and Jason Terry, and they doing their thing, but then also the team works hard too. And so he's putting superstar in them over. And I love those are my some of my favorite athletes, my favorite players. But he was putting that over, you know, just hardcore playing hard basketball.
Well, you gotta understand, Broussard is brown nosing the entertainment community because. Everyone wants to do the Hollywood side of things, and his difference, a lot of them want to pick Miami because that was like the sexier pick. So that's basically where he's going with that. It's like,
because I almost tweeted him back and said what I just told you. You
exactly.
know, I mean, I love Miami. I love all three of those guys. Like I told you, if you ask LeBron, which online friend of yours always got on you by coming to Dallas? He'll say me, Beth, that best chick in Jackson.
Right.
You
well,
know,
I mean,
so I love all those cats, D-Wade and all of them, but,
right.
and Chris, but is that hard work? And Jason
right.
Kidd, is he not a superstar? Jason Kidd best superstar
I mean,
player wherever team he play on from the first time he played for Mavericks.
Yes, he was. But the thing about it, like right now, it's like picking a Nissan Maxima over a BMW. Everybody wants to ride the BMW, but they don't know what the Maxima has. And that's the
thing,
you get out on the road, that Maxima going to hang with that BMW just the same as you want it to. And that's what the Mavs are. They the Maxima. They the Maximas. So,
and you and I both know, you know, like you said, being in Jackson and Dallas, definitely, it ain't what the car, the make of the car is what's under the hood.
There you go.
I know here in Jacktown, you would think it's all you pulling up next to a hoopty. And then when you hear that motor rattle, you'd be like, dang.
Exactly. As in the word of Tweety Bird, I've got rid of more pretty cats that way.
So this is last year's series was fun, and this year's series, wow, it's more exciting.
Right.
Last year was really exciting.
Right. Last year went down to the last play, the last shot, the last possession, and you know as people would love, people would love to see that type of drama this year. Me personally, I want the Mavs to go ahead and X them out. I'm not for that this year. I want them out. You know, it's time to just go ahead, put the sleeper hold on them, make them tap, or they pass out. One of the two. That's what it's been like. It's been like a nice little MMA match. And now you got the opponent down on the ground. You got them trapped. You got them in a triangle choke. Time to make them tap. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
When you got the opponent in submission, you got to go ahead and put them on out. So
mm-hmm.
can't give them a chance to come back. So you have to have that killer instinct. And this is the opportunity for the Mavs to show that they have that killer instinct once and for all.
Mm-hmm. One thing I like about the Mavs, though, they don't play like they play hardcore ball, but they don't play like dirty cheating. You know, some teams they can't win without cheating, but you don't get this far if you like to cheat.
Absolutely. And
but that's one thing.
They just. No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, that's all I was saying.
Okay.
And you were saying what?
I just like to make sure when we're going back and forth on the radio, we don't know like to step over anybody when they're trying to talk. And with the delayed signal, you have to be sure that the signal came in clear before you go on.
My friends, my opera diva friends, I mean, we just had a blast, and they were like, oh, telling their friends, we had so much fun talking over each other. But that's one thing, you want to be able to, you know, listen and talk. So if you, at moments we were sounding like the ladies of The View. I don't know if you ever watched The View. But sometimes, at moments, we were having our The View moments. A fun conversation,
exactly.
But going at it, sounding like Barbara and Whoopi now. But like you said, you know, we talking about sports. We've got to listen to every minute.